The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Create, do, explore. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, I want to make reference, if I may, to the Late Late Show on Friday night, because we spoke to Jessica Bowes and the final part of the programme. Jessica Bowes, you might have heard of her before, but she recently was in court over a domestic violence situation. She was coming back from a Christmas party and her partner dragged her out of the car and broke every bone in her face. The CCTV footage, I had to look at a bit of it for work, and it's still under my skin, sadly to say, because it won't go away, that sort of image. It was just, she was being pulled around like a rag doll and being repeatedly booted in the face by a very big man. And she survived, to her credit, and she came in to see us on Friday night to tell her story, and she told it with just extraordinary eloquence and dignity. I was really impressed by her and why she did it. And what we wanted to achieve by having somebody like Jessica on the programme on Friday was, personally, I wanted to achieve as a presenter of a TV programme, and I think we, broadly speaking, as programme makers, and I think Jessica, as somebody part of our programme that night, wanted to achieve, was to make the man or the woman who beats their spouse to feel deeply uncomfortable watching the television on Friday, to kind of make them feel maybe a little ashamed and make them maybe feel a bit reflective about what they're doing. And the other thing was to try and make the person sitting beside them, who is at the receiving end of repeated spits and kicks and bites and blows, to make them feel a little more empowered and encouraged to do something about it. Because the difficulty with these stories, and we talk about them occasionally on the programme, because I always feel it's really important to keep this the light shining on this dark corner, because people will always say, why don't you just leave? Why doesn't she just leave? Or if it's a man being beaten, why doesn't he just... But let's just focus, because it was Jessica, why didn't she just leave? It's never... if it's one thing I've learned in all the years of broadcasting, it's never easy for the victim to leave these situations. There's generally kids involved, and then there's an emotional attachment as well as the control factor. And there's fear, physical fear, emotional fear, and that's why they don't just run out the door. So it's not that simple. So I think if we do anything, saying that to somebody probably is unhelpful. Just leave, you don't understand it clearly. Barring orders sound like nearly the biggest waste of time, that they're obviously very penetrable in terms of getting at somebody. So I'm not sure about the way I'm not talking about Jessica's case in specifically at all, but I'm just saying it seems to me that the sentencing, if ever the expression "the law's an ass" was to be exemplified, it's with the tiny sentences that these people get and the prison time behind bars that people get for these crimes. However, there is an email that came in that I want to bring to your attention, which goes like this. Dear Ryan, I'd like to comment on your interview with Jessica Bowes on Friday's Late Late Show. Jessica's bravery in her interview with you was breathtaking. She spoke directly to me, and her hope filled me with hope. Something she said resonated with me and probably many other women in Ireland. It was this: why don't Irish women leave abusive partners? Well, it's because while we are with our children, we know they are safe. If we leave our partner, we suddenly have to hand our precious children over to these abusers in access visits every second weekend, and it's terrifying. And that's where I'm at. When I finally got the courage to leave a man who was manipulative, aggressive, bullying, he spied on my phones, my emails, he dictated who I spoke to, where I went, tried to turn me against my family, told me I was ugly, and told me I was no good. He repeatedly threatened me. He drank alcohol day and night, which fueled the abuse. He slept with other women and rubbed it in my face. The horror that he would have my children on weekends alone was nearly enough to make me stay in my desperate marriage. I battled with this. It wasn't just about the money or the maintenance, which too is a fear for many women, but mostly the children being taken from me made me feel physically sick. But hearing Jessica talk of her daily crisis when she was with her partner, that sick feeling in her stomach, that feeling I have every day right now, I realised that yes, it's better to have the courage to break free. Yet, the threat to my children is always a real one and will torment me until they are adults. I can only hope and pray my husband doesn't turn on them like he did on me. narcissists, sociopaths, bullies, abusers, call them what you may, they rarely change. We can't change them. We can only get out and break free. There is no taboo surrounding separation in Ireland anymore. It's 2019. Get out from abusive or unhappy marriages, women of Ireland. Leave. There is a new bill being passed so that divorce can be passed in 2 years instead of four. I urge women not to carry shame like I initially did and to release the guilt about the children. And Jessica Bowes showed us that we'd all be better off and we'd all be happier. So thank you, Jessica. You're a wonderful advocate and keep speaking out. And good luck with the law course. And that from a listener, a very well thought out and reflective listener sent to ryan@rte.ie. The thing that's really struck me about Jessica as well is that when she was talking about her fear of leaving and people were saying, oh, go and see a solicitor and go to the courts that or go to the guards, that's an enormous step to take for a terrified person. And that the law is scary. Solicitors' bills are frightening. Courts are scary buildings in themselves to be. It's intimidating. It's not nice. And that's when she said that ultimately Women's Aid was then the place to go. And this to me was a light bulb moment, because I realised that Women's Aid will take you by the hand and they'll bring you and say, I'll show you around. This is that room you could go into there. There's a room over there you can go into. And all the rooms are open arms saying, come in and we'll mind you. And that's what you need. So I keep saying, if you are that person listening this morning and you're said, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't jump, you're like on a cliff edge, you can't jump, there actually is somebody waiting to catch you at the other end. So really consider it, okay? Because it's just, you're worth a lot more than that.